John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. As always, tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, we go deep into the woods to bring up John Heffron. Are you home, sir?
I am home. It is nice to hear your voice, and I actually got to put on pants and come back into society.
It's good to hear.
And the weird thing is I'm posting up in Michigan now, and I think Michigan kind of over the last 2 years was a little stricter than most places, right? Like I would go to Florida or Texas or Phoenix, and you kind of walk around and you go, did you guys not know that there's a thing? Do you not have cable? Do you not know there's a Delta Comfort Plus thing out there for me? It was kind of like if you had strict parents and you stayed the night at a kid's house whose parents were going through a divorce, and you were just like, you're allowed to have sugar at 10 o'clock at night? Your Pop-Tarts have frosting on them? So it was kind of weird just to, you know, get back and un-COVID myself. I actually, since I talked to you last, I got engaged.
What happened? You run out of material?
I run out of material, yeah. Now I just, see, what I'm doing is, it's like a bingo game. My fiance, I'm waiting for her to do some of this stuff the ex did, then that way I can officially do that material. I don't want to throw any old bits on top of her. That would not be fair.
Not at all.
Oh, I'm giving her a little bit of a cushion. I'm like, oh, please tell me to take out the garbage. Please tell me to take it. And then bam. It's like a video game. Then I can unlock that material. Yeah. It's different. When it's your second marriage, you go in, I think, a little smarter than at first.
Yep.
I'm 52, and people, you know, are still like, well, are you sure you really, you got engaged quick? And I'm like, listen, I'm 52. If I don't find, like, a girlfriend, a fiance, a wife soon, the next female I'm finding is a caregiver. So I got engaged, and now, you know, to get ready for the wedding, I have to lose 20 pounds. And I've always been, you've seen me, I'm a skinny, fat guy. Right, I have chicken legs. Uh-huh. I'm starting to get a gut.
All right, yeah. Welcome to middle age.
Yeah, and it's just not me. And I'm telling you, over COVID, I know a lot of comics probably talk about this, but I gained, you know the little click button you have on the back of your hat? I had to click it one extra. Like, my literally head gained weight. Where I was like, I don't have to go to this hole ever unless one busts. Like, if I wore yoga pants, if I had Lululemon yoga pants when the whole COVID started, I would have ate myself into them to the point if I hit, like, a sharp corner, it would have been like those cinnamon rolls. You know those ones that are scary that you got to bang on the side of your counter to make it just go, you know, that's what my thighs would have done in yoga pants. One quick little flip and there's a pah. Just all the side fat would come out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and it's weird, too, because we're at a level of society where restaurants and stores have to put up signs that say, can you not be a-holes to our employees? Like, that's the level of life we're at now.
Right, right.
There's a big sign here. I don't know how it is in Philly, but, you know, some of my favorite restaurants, you go and you're like, well, I'll eat there. And they're like, yeah, we're closed. Well, we're open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:17 to 7:30. And then we had to get our mom out of hospice to help us cook because we have nobody working. Nobody's working. I don't know if people are still getting, like, just free checks. But, yeah, it's insane. I know teenagers that have gotten unemployment for the last year. And that's a good life if you're in 10th grade and you got unemployment
check. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's a damn good life.
Listen, I didn't work for a year straight. I was getting unemployment and I need reading glasses. I didn't even need to put them on. I had that memorized. I had the whole thing. I just go to my phone and I would go, no, yes, No, 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 no. Next page. No, no, yes. No, no, no. You want taxes taken out? No way. I don't know if that Cabela gift card militia is going to get in charge of things one day. Nope.
During the course of this and this weight gain, did it come from, like, fast food? Are you, you know, this past week was a National Fast Food Day. Are you a fast food guy?
That was the only place open because you know how COVID was. COVID, I wonder, because you guys are in a cold climate also. 15 years from now, I wonder if there's going to be like a 15-year-old kid who was just born today is going to have questions about COVID and is going to ask their parents, Mom, Dad, how come Nana and Papa like to eat outside in the cold in England? You know, like what? Well, how come when it's 7 degrees, they like to get crappy space heaters and eat really bad wings in the parking lot or outside? Well, they were alive during the pandemic, and that's where you ate. See, in the pandemic, you weren't allowed to go inside or you would get COVID. Unless you went into a Costco, a Target, a Walmart, or anything, then you wouldn't get it. It stayed away from stores that held thousands of people and only attacked small Italian restaurants that could only seat 40 people at a time. Oh, is that why Nana keeps so much toilet paper hidden in her closet? Yes. But we don't ask about that. But it's weird with food, dude. Like, this is what I'm excited about Helium. Like, Helium has food, you know, has snacks. But it's not, like, you do some other clubs, it's full-on food.
Right.
Where people are more worried about getting tartar sauce than watching comedy, right? and people just forgot how to eat in public. It's like everybody's feral. People are slurping their wings, using their fingers for everything. And I was doing a show, I think it was in Boston, and this lady was doing that hand wave, like really dismissive towards your server.
Right.
Which you just never do, right? And I asked her, I'm like, hey, is there a problem? And you could tell from her voice she was going to be a thing. Right, you can just tell. She's like, yeah, I have a problem. I'm like, oh, man. Because I've done comedy long enough to know, like, what bruise or what combo you've taken as a heckler.
Okay.
And I got to say, the worst combo are the Xanax and wine people. Right? They're floppy like those big balloon things used car salesmen have in front of their, their lots to get you to come in. They kind of like wave back and forth. And the lady goes, there's no, this drink is water. It's just watered down. And everybody listening who's listening to the show, you have to give restaurants and bars credit. They are making drinks the way drinks are supposed to be made. You've been self-pouring for 2 years. Right? Like to make a vodka and soda, it's a 2-second pour, I believe, for the vodka. I don't know about you guys, but towards the end, I was up to a 6 glug. I was doing a 6 glug 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 pour, and I would see the air bubble come, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's gonna be extra glug glug. Then I would even do this move where I had like whiskey in a glass that has like a circle ice cube, right? Just kind of, I was drinking it like a gentleman and getting up from my living room, going into the kitchen, pouring another drink, coming back. But once we were on lockdown and nobody could travel, I was like, why am I even wasting this walk from the living room to the kitchen? This is stupid. This is so dumb. This is like leaving at 5 o'clock at, you know, during the day to get somewhere. This is dumb. So my coffee table became the bourbon table.
Uh-huh.
I just renamed it. Right. So,
right.
And I would just sit there. You know how much I've traveled. I've done comedy for 35 years, probably traveled 33 weeks a year for 35 years. And all I told myself during that time was, oh, if I could just be home for 2 weeks straight, I probably would just, oh, I'd get so much done. I'd probably go through my closet and get rid of clothes and do 500 push-ups and learn a language and write a book. I did nothing. I sat home for 2 years. I did nothing. I finished Netflix. The only thing I did. I finished Netflix. And remember Tiger King? right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On Netflix.
Right.
Doesn't that seem like that was on in 1987?
Yes. Great call.
It does.
But now we're back. We're back stronger than ever.
John Heffron is appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows at Helium Comedy Club, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is great to hear your voice again.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.